вы услышите высказывания людей в 7 различных ситуациях. В заданиях А8, А14 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Situation 1. You will hear a news report about a fire. What was its probable cause? 1. A person. 2. Lightning. 3. Faulty electrical wiring.
And in local news, police have announced today that initial reports that the fire at Johnson's hardware store on the Dagenham Road was caused by a lightning strike were unfounded. Investigators have also ruled out faulty electrical wiring, and police are now searching for a woman who was seen at the building just minutes before the fire started.
Now you will hear Situation 1 again.
And in local news, police have announced today that initial reports that the fire at Johnson's hardware store on the Dagenham Road was caused by a lightning strike were unfounded. Investigators have also ruled out faulty electrical wiring, and police are now searching for a woman who was seen at the building just minutes before the fire started.
Situation 2. You will hear a politician talking about her career. When did she become interested in politics? 1. At school. 2. At university. 3. At work.
Well, I did an A-level at school in politics and economics, and I actually did very well in the exam. But my heart really wasn't in the subject at that point. It was when I was working as a reporter for a local newspaper that I finally decided to go into politics as a career. But I suppose my love for politics really began when I got involved with the student union while I was doing my law degree.
Now you will hear Situation 2 again.
Well, I did an A-level at school in politics and economics, and I actually did very well in the exam. But my heart really wasn't in the subject at that point. It was when I was working as a reporter for a local newspaper that I finally decided to go into politics as a career. But I suppose my love for politics really began when I got involved with the student union while I was doing my law degree.
Situation 3. You will hear a man talking about his house. What is he going to build next? 1. An extension to the living room. 2. A swimming pool. 3. A garage.
You can just see the new extension to the living room over there through the trees. We're going to decorate it next week, so hopefully it'll be ready for Christmas. As will the garage, of course, which we're starting work on next Monday. Where we're standing right now will hopefully be an outdoor swimming pool before too long, but we'll have to save up a bit first.
Now you will hear situation three again.
You can just see the new extension to the living room over there through the trees. We're going to decorate it next week, so hopefully it'll be ready for Christmas. As will the garage, of course, which we're starting work on next Monday. Where we're standing right now will hopefully be an outdoor swimming pool before too long, but we'll have to save up a bit first.
Situation four. You will hear a nurse talking to a patient. What does he want the patient to do? 1. Get out of bed. 2. Eat her lunch. 3. Take her tablets.
Come on, Mrs. Jacobs. You know what the doctor said. You have to take these pills as soon as you've had lunch. As you're not going to finish your dessert, that means it's time. Yes, you can get out of bed in a short while, but just pop these into your mouth first. With some juice, that's right.
Now you will hear situation four. Again.
Come on, Mrs. Jacobs. You know what the doctor said. You have to take these pills as soon as you've had lunch. As you're not going to finish your dessert, that means it's time. Yes, you can get out of bed in a short while, but just pop these into your mouth first. With some juice, that's right.
Situation 5. You will hear a woman talking about a lot of money. How did she get it? 1. She won the national lottery. 2. She entered a competition in a magazine. 3. She inherited it from a relative.
You hear about people winning millions in the lottery, don't you? But you always think something like that will never happen to you. Well, it has to me. When my great aunt died a few years ago, she did leave me some money in her will. But it wasn't much, and it certainly wasn't life-changing. With this, though, I can quit my job and live in luxury for the rest of my life. I'd like to thank all of you at People magazine. I'm just so glad I sent off the answers to those three questions you printed.
Now you will hear situation 5 again.
You hear about people winning millions in the lottery, don't you? But you always think something like that will never happen to you. Well, it has to me. When my great aunt died a few years ago, she did leave me some money in her will. But it wasn't much, and it certainly wasn't life-changing. With this, though, I can quit my job and live in luxury for the rest of my life. I'd like to thank all of you at People magazine. I'm just so glad I sent off the answers to those three questions you printed.
Situation 6. You will hear a singer talking about his next album. What inspired him to write the songs on the album? 1. His success. 2. A relationship. 3. His recent tour.
Yeah, the new album comes out next week. It's called Variations, and I think it's quite different to my last album. A lot of the songs on that were to do with dealing with being successful as lots of second albums are, I suppose. But while I was on tour recently, I fell in love, actually. And I think that's what's motivated me to write these 12 tracks.
Now you will hear Situation 6 again.
Yeah, the new album comes out next week. It's called Variations, and I think it's quite different to my last album. A lot of the songs on that were to do with dealing with being successful, as lots of second albums are, I suppose. But while I was on tour recently, I fell in love, actually. And I think that's what's motivated me to write these 12 tracks.
Situation 7. You will hear a woman talking about moving to another country. What did she find difficult? 1. Getting a job. 2. Learning the language. 3. Meeting new people.
Oh yes, I've been here a long time, over 10 years. When I first arrived, I couldn't speak the language at all, not a word. I picked it up relatively quickly though. Well, I made a real effort to meet people, you see, and really tried not to speak to them in English. And, as it took months and months for me to find work, I had a lot of time on my hands to get to grips with the language.
Now you will hear Situation 7 again.
Oh yes, I've been here a long time, over 10 years. When I first arrived, I couldn't speak the language at all, not a word. I picked it up relatively quickly though. Well, I made a real effort to meet people, you see, and really tried not to speak to them in English. And, as it took months and months for me to find work, I had a lot of time on my hands to get to grips with the language.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.